Were hundreds of millions of your tax dollars offered to Volkswagen and then pulled back to try to keep the United Auto Workers out of Chattanooga? Good evening, everyone. I'm Rory Johnston. For months now, Governor Bill Haslam has denied any connection. But tonight, documents leaked to News Channel 5 Investigates tell a different story. Our chief investigative reporter, Phil Williams, has the evidence that, Phil, the state tried to keep secret, right?
Absolutely. You know, workers in Chattanooga last month voted down the UAW. Now, these confidential documents offer conclusive proof that the Haslam administration wanted a say in the automaker's deal with organized labor in exchange for $300 million of your money.
Volkswagen opened its Chattanooga facility in May 2011 with great fanfare. Initially producing the midsize Passat, there were hints of more to come. It was located on a 1,400-acre site with plenty of room for expansion. And last year, when Volkswagen began talking about adding a midsize SUV to its product line, Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam's administration began discussing financial incentives to convince Volkswagen to build it in Chattanooga. At the same time, VW began talks with the United Auto Workers about creating a workers' council to help run the plant.
True manufacturing can happen here.
Yet the governor had emphatically denied rumors heard by Democratic lawmakers that state incentives were tied to Volkswagen rejecting the UAW.
This is exactly what we're looking for.
But while the state refused to give the documents to Representative Mike Turner, we obtained this summary from last August for what the Haslam administration called Project Trinity. Marked confidential, it offers Volkswagen incentives of some $300 million in exchange for 1,300 full-time jobs at a new SUV facility. The catch? The incentives are subject to Works Council discussions being concluded to the satisfaction of the state of Tennessee.
It looks like to me they put a gun to their head and said, look, this is what we're going to give you if you do it our way, and we're going to jerk it away from you if you don't.
Do you feel like the governor lied?
I'm reluctant to call anybody a liar without talking to him, proof's in the pudding.
The Haslam administration said in a statement that it was concerned about the process, claiming that the offer did not preclude the creation of a works council or union representation as a condition of the incentives. But as workers prepared to vote back in February on whether to join the union, the governor sent this letter to Volkswagen, accusing it of favoring the UAW.
The decision that they are making, that they will make, has intended and unintended consequences.
And Republican lawmakers held news conferences threatening to kill any incentives if the UAW won the election. In fact, the Haslam administration now concedes that it had formally notified Volkswagen in January, as its talks with the UAW progressed, that it was withdrawing that confidential $300 million incentive offer.
Did you know that the Haslam administration had taken incentives off the table while the vote was pending?
I was aware that that there were some concerns about incentives being on the table while the vote was taking place.
In fact, U.S. Senator Bob Corker had hinted at the same thing during an interview with Fox News.
I know you know the state has concerns about any kind of incentives.
He also made headlines when he announced that the SUV deal would go through if workers voted down the UAW.
I think since this document's public, and I appreciate you bringing it forward, that it's obvious to anybody that sees it that the state was threatening or at least intimidating Volkswagen to get the incentives.
UAW organizer Gary Castile says the documents show that the Haslam administration was part of a coordinated anti-union campaign doing exactly what they had denied, using hundreds of millions of dollars from taxpayers as leverage.
Is this incentive document a game changer?
To me, it is. To me, it puts pressure on the state to do what they should have done in the first place, and that's give the incentives with no strings attached, just like they would to any other company, union or non-union.
Now, the Haslam administration declined to provide anyone to go on camera to answer our questions about that offer, but we also obtained emails that show that Senator Corker's chief of staff was in direct contact with anti-union organizers who were brought in to fight the UAW. He then shared those emails with people in the Haslam administration who were in charge of the incentive.
That UAW rep you talked with is pretty concerned. What happens now with the UAW? What does this mean?
Well, the union has asked the National Labor Relations Board to order new elections, citing interference by Tennessee politicians. So certainly this could add fuel to that fire.
No doubt. All right, Phil, we'll keep following this. Thanks. And if you want to see those documents, plus the statement from the Haslam administration, we have it on our website. Go to newschannel5.com.